Chapter 14. Langdon stood absolutely still, his hand in midair, holding the bone cylinder steady. Without a doubt, the glass at the end of the tube was emitting light, glowing as if the contents had suddenly awoken. Quickly, the light inside faded back to black. Sienna moved closer, breathing quickly. She tilted her head and studied the visible section of glass inside the bone.
"Tip it again," she whispered. "Very slowly."
Langdon gently turned the bone upside down. Again, a small object rattled the length of the bone and stopped.
"Once more," she said. "Gently."
Langdon repeated the process, and again the tube rattled. This time the interior glass shimmered faintly, glowing again for an instant before it faded away.
"It's got to be a test tube," Sienna declared, "with an agitator ball."
Langdon was familiar with the agitator balls used in spray paint cans, submerged pellets that helped stir the paint when the can was shaken.
"It probably contains some kind of phosphorescent chemical compound," Sienna said, "or a bioluminescent organism that glows when it's stimulated."
Langdon was having other ideas. While he had seen chemical glow sticks and even bioluminescent plankton that glowed when a boat churned up its habitat, he was nearly certain the cylinder in his hand contained neither of these things. He gently tipped the tube several more times until it glowed, and then held the luminescent end over his palm. As expected, a faint reddish light appeared, projected onto his skin. "Nice to know a 208 IQ can be wrong sometimes." "Watch this," Langdon said, and he began shaking the tube violently. The object inside rattled back and forth, faster and faster. Sienna jumped back.
"What are you doing?"
Still shaking the tube, Langdon walked over to the light switch and flipped it off, plunging the kitchen into relative darkness. "It's not a test tube inside," he said, still shaking as hard as he could. "It's a Faraday pointer." Langdon had once been given a similar device by one of his students, a laser pointer for lecturers who disliked wasting endless AAA batteries and didn't mind the effort of shaking their pointer for a few seconds in order to transform their own kinetic energy into electricity on demand. When the device was agitated, a metal ball inside sailed back and forth across a series of paddles and powered a tiny generator. Apparently, someone had decided to slide this particular pointer into a hollow carved bone, an ancient skin, to sheathe a modern electronic toy. The tip of the pointer in his hand was now glowing intensely, and Langdon gave Sienna an uneasy grin. Showtime. He aimed the bone-sheathed pointer at a bare space on the kitchen wall. When the wall lit up, Sienna drew a startled breath. It was Langdon, however, who physically recoiled in surprise. The light that appeared on the wall was not a little red laser dot. It was a vivid, high-definition photograph that emanated from the tube as if from an old-fashioned slide projector.
"My God!"
Langdon's hand trembled slightly as he absorbed the macabre scene projected on the wall before him.
"No wonder I've been seeing images of death."
At his side, Sienna covered her mouth and took a tentative step forward, clearly entranced by what she was seeing. The scene projected out of the carved bone was a grim oil painting of human suffering. Thousands of souls undergoing wretched tortures in various levels of hell. The underworld was portrayed as a cutaway cross-section of the earth, into which plunged a cavernous, funnel-shaped pit of unfathomable depth. This pit of hell was divided into descending terraces of increasing misery, each level populated by tormented sinners of every kind.